Declaration of Independence can be found at the main branch of the Dallas Public Library. It's the only original print west of the Mississippi. Christina Ulsh explains how it got here.
On the seventh floor of the J. Eric Johnson Central Library, in a dark room around the corner from the Texas History Division, the centuries-old document seems to glow within its glass display case.
This is the first time the words "The United States of America" appeared in print.
Joe Gadice is director of the Dallas Public Library.
200 were printed. There are 26 known in existence today. 23 of them are in the United States. One is in Texas. All of the rest are on the East Coast. So this is the only copy of the Declaration of Independence west of the Mississippi.
On the night of July 4th, 1776, Thomas Jefferson visited printer John Dunlap and asked him to commit treason by printing copies of the Declaration.
These were hand-printed, so every single letter was a wooden piece hand-set by John Dunlap. So when you compare them, some of the punctuation changes, and there are actually some words missing in some of the existing documents. And this is a complete document. All the words are accounted for. It was the lost copy of the Declaration of Independence.
The print didn't resurface until 1968, when it was found boxed up in a closed-down Philadelphia bookstore. It was then auctioned off for more than $400,000. The highest bidders? A pair of Dallas business executives, Joseph Driscoll and Ira Korn Jr. They put the print on a nationwide tour. In 1982, with the help of 15 additional donors, the city of Dallas acquired the document.
Bob Folsom was mayor at the time.
That's George Schrader, city manager at the time. The print was first displayed at City Hall.
In many respects, the Declaration of Independence represents the ideals of this country.
That's why Schrader felt it should be kept in City Hall. Library Director Lillian Bradshaw argued for a different home.
She was a very distinguished librarian. She had a good case for it, and it prevailed. I can't fault the decision at all.
Schrader now supports its second home in downtown Dallas, since the library is...
not going to perish. It's going to be around, and it's free. And it brings to people who otherwise wouldn't have access an enormous amount of information and services. It is, and maybe this is something that I want it to be, it's the corporate memory of this community.
Back on the seventh floor of the library, thousands of students have filed past the copy of the Declaration on field trips. One librarian recounts a coach comparing the country's underdog quest for independence to the Lake Highlands Wildcats playing the New England Patriots, and winning. Now that's a victory to relish on Independence Day. For KERA News, I'm Christina Ulsh.